Hello,
Ms. Valerie. This is Jennifer with Emergency Roadside Assistance. Were you still in need of service?
Yes.
Were you wanting to continue the ticket from this morning?
Yes.
All right. Give me just a brief moment.
Okay.
We have the ticket that was in this morning. I just want to reevaluate as far as with that ticket. The spelling of the first name, is it V-A-L-E-R-I-E?
Yes.
And can you spell your last name for me?
It's going to be V-I-L-L-A-R-R-E-A-L.
Okay, and a good contact number that I just called you on, the 210-300-7415 is a good number for you?
Yes.
Okay, it also does show here that you did opt into the text message feature where you would receive a phone number and name and estimated time of arrival from the driver. Did you still want to opt into that?
Yes. Well, I'm actually calling for a tow. Would that be for something like that, for a tow?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, do you have your policy number handy?
Let me get it really quick. Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I have this, I saved it on my phone. I guess I took a picture of it and I saved it. And it says ID, right? And then it has the number beside it.
Does it start with a zero?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. We'll try it.
Okay. So it's 00198179938.
Thank you. I have 00198179938.
Yes.
Okay, unfortunately, that policy number didn't work. Did they have another number for you?
No, that's the only number that I have. Does this expire after, like, a certain amount of time?
Is your policy still active?
I'm not sure. I thought it was. It might not be.
I do see previous notes where they had you to reach out to the insurance company. Have you spoken with them yet?
No, I haven't. I have not. Was that sent in like an email?
Do you have any lapse in coverage, any bills due, any change in your policy within the last 72 hours?
No.
All right, give me just a moment. All right, so I'm showing here that you did give us a VIN number as well, ending in 28177.
8177, uh-huh.
It's for an 05 Lexus.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try that VIN number as well. We have two ways that we can access the policy. It's the policy number and also the VIN number. I'm going to try that VIN number. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize. The VIN number is still not accessed in the policy either. We have two options. We can move forward to do an out-of-pocket expense, where you can do a reimbursement consideration with the insurance company, or you can reach out to them to see if the policy is still active.
Okay. What's the first option, the reimbursement?
That would be at the discretion of your insurance company if your policy is indeed active and we're just not able to pull up the policy.
Okay. I have a feeling that maybe, I guess my policy for the roadside assistance probably just expired without me realizing it until right now. So, I mean, I did have it. It probably just expired. So, I don't think it's on my insurance part. It's probably just on my part, just not realizing that it expired, but it did. So, just hoping that it wasn't.
Would you like to move forward with the out-of-pocket expense?
Yeah, how would that go? How much would it cost? Because I need a tow to a mechanic.
Okay, with the out-of-pocket, with most providers, the base rate that they go by is like a $75 hook fee to hook up the vehicle, and then $5 per mile. But I would get a definite quote from a provider and get that for you.
Okay, yeah, that'll be okay.
And that's like a base rate. Would that be good for you?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, so we can move forward. Give me just a moment. Currently, is your vehicle located at a business or a residence?
It's at a business.
Okay, so can I start by having as far as with the street address of where the location of the vehicle is?
Okay, let me get it really quick because I saved it. Okay, it's going to be 4730 Fredericksburg Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78229.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that I have the street address correct. That's 4730 Fredericksburg Road. And the
yes.
zip code is 78229?
Yes.
And what was the city?
San Antonio.
Thank you. And the state is Texas?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the year, make, and model of that vehicle?
It is year, make, model. It is a 2005 Lexus RX330.
And what is the color of the vehicle?
It's gold, but it's kind of faded a little bit, so it looks kind of silver, but it's supposed to be gold.
You said the car looks silver?
Yeah, but it's gold. Like, originally it was gold. It looks silver.
Okay, so when the driver pulls up on the scene, how would the vehicle look to the driver?
Okay, so it looks silver. I don't know. Yeah, it looks silver. I mean, I'm in a parking lot. I'm like, I'm the only one in this parking lot. I'm at a CVS, and I'm on the side, and there's nobody parked beside me. It's just me.
All right, I'll get that information for you shortly.
Okay.
And what's the issue that you're having with the vehicle today? What's it doing?
While I was driving, it just kind of stopped working. But I guess all the coolant drained out of my car. There's something leaking other than the fluid, but there's just, I don't know. There's something leaking from the engine. And the coolant just leaked out, but I think there's two different things that are linking. I don't know. It just stopped working. So it kind of rolled.
It sounds like your car is overheating.
Maybe, yeah. It probably did.
Okay, so we're going to get you set up for a tow service. Are you aware if the vehicle will still shift out of park and go into neutral?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you know if the vehicle will shift out of park and go into neutral?
Oh, yeah, it will. I had to drive back to the car, and, I turned my key and I unrolled my windows so it wouldn't be so hot in here. So, I mean, I don't know, maybe if it did overheat, I mean, I could probably turn it on, but I don't want to drive it.
No, ma'am. We don't want you to cut the car on. We just want to make sure that when we tow it, we're able to put it into neutral so the tires can roll.
Okay. Let me see.
Just put it into the on position without cranking it and see if it'll shift into neutral.
Okay. Let me do that right now. Oh, yes. Yes, it will. Yeah, it started moving. So, yeah, it will go into neutral.
Okay, so good deal. We'll go ahead and get the service set up for you. Just a couple of quick questions. And this is needed for the driver. Do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or is it just standard?
I have no idea.
Okay, no worries. The driver will have that information. And there was no accident or anything involved, correct?
No.
Okay, and you do plan to stay with the vehicle when the driver arrives?
Yes.
And will you be needing a ride with the driver, or they're just coming to pick up the vehicle?
I'll probably need a ride with the driver.
Okay. Are there any other passengers?
It's just me.
Okay. So we do have to make our customers aware that transportation is not guaranteed due to COVID. So for any reason, if you did have to accommodate your own transportation, I'll let you know before we set up the service.
Okay.
And with the repair shop that the vehicle is going to, have you already spoken with them? Are they expecting the arrival of the vehicle?
No, I haven't spoken to them. They're down the street from where I live, so I just assumed that we would just go there.
Okay, so before we set up the service, we have to validate and make sure that they're able to accept the vehicle. Is there any way that you can contact them really quickly?
Yeah, yes, I could.
Okay, I can definitely hold, no worries.
Okay,
one.